Despite a veto threat from President Bush, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 238 to 137 to restrict investigators from reviewing library records and bookstore sales slips without a judge's order. U.S. Senator Russ Feingold says the House decision sends a clear message.
The victory was a really significant sign and a signal to the administration. Right after Bush ran around the country saying, don't change a word of the USA Patriot Act, the House of Representatives on a bipartisan vote said, of course we have to change it. So this gives us great momentum to make changes not only in the library and business records provision, but also in the so-called sneak and peek provisions that have to do with searches of people's homes, computer provisions, and the various places where the bill just went too far.
The Wisconsin Democrat says the president has been presenting a false choice regarding the Patriot Act, that it must be reauthorized without changes or leave the country vulnerable to terrorism. Feingold is a co-sponsor of a bipartisan measure which amends certain provisions of the Patriot Act seen as restrictive of civil liberties. Feingold, the only opponent to the Patriot Act in 2002, says there is broad bipartisan support for reforming it. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator James Sensenbrenner says hearings have shown the Patriot Act's effectiveness in increasing information sharing between the intelligence community and law enforcement. He says all government powers can be abused, but all three branches of government have created protections against that. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.